Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, your daily dive into all things Nintendo among friends, hence the Nintendo and Pals. Tonight, we are going to be giving our review of the Watermelon Game, or the Suica Game. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Micah, you ready to jump on into it?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. Welcome to the show. And we're running on crunch time here because guess what? They just dropped today a new map, or an old map in Fortnite. And we're going to go back and relive the glory days of 2018. play with our old crew. So yeah, let's just dive straight on into this review. What do you say, Micah?
Yeah. 2 stars, we're done. Okay, moving on to the next episode.
2 stars? Well, our stuff goes a little bit more thorough than that. We like to talk about 4 categories in our reviews, and that is, of course, graphics, gameplay, story, and music. And let me just say that one of these categories is doing a lot of heavy lifting this week. So, yeah. In terms of story, there isn't. There's no story. So no. We're just going to completely write that off now.
Just ignore that one.
So let's talk about music. Let's start with the bad and work our way in.
I think the music is pretty good.
Do you? I think that the music is extremely repetitive, and it's not even written to loop well. It, like, stops and then plays some more. It feels generic.
It just gives you a little break before it starts jamming again.
And then there's only the one song, so that's a bit of a bummer. And I am mucho disappointed that there is no setting to turn the music off, but keep the sounds. That irks me. Oh, and we do have in chat here, a Talking Fish mentions that there are actually 2 songs, because they did add the Halloween version.
Is double that, the songs.
Is that seasonal, though? Will that go away? I don't know. But yeah, there's 2 songs. So if you're feeling crazy, you can double your music intake. Anyways, I don't think the music is anything like spectacular to write about. It's not bad.
Not spectacular, but I think it's pretty fitting.
Yeah, it fits. It fits. It doesn't take away from it.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to be playing this game for like 2 hours straight, I feel like, so. The music kind of reflects that. I mean, some people just essentially beat and do everything they want in the game. 45 minutes.
Oh. Well, let's talk about gameplay then, I guess. Gameplay, and we can talk about graphics kind of clumped together here. For the Watermelon Game, can I take a step back here, Mike, and tell you a little history about this game?
Why not?
All right. Well, this game originally was a Japan-only eShop release. This is only available on the Switch, as of right now. It randomly got picked up by streamers because it was noted for being pretty difficult, and it's a good streaming game, I'd say, because it's kind of one where, like, puzzle games like this, I think, lend themselves well to streaming. So it got picked up by streamers and exploded in popularity, and then dropped on the US eShop after exploding in popularity. I believe this game has been out for a long while. It's not like a brand new title, but it's just like a newly discovered title. So that's cool. That's the history. Explain to us how the game works, Micah.
Well, you got these fruits, and they range from small to watermelon-sized. And you drop fruits into a square container, essentially. And if two of the same fruits touch, they combine and turn into a fruit that is roughly twice the size of the previous fruits. And your goal is to make a watermelon without filling up the box.
Or spilling over the box.
Yeah, or sometimes having things combine and launching a cherry out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens frequently, unfortunately. Because there's like a, there's little mechanics here and there, right? So when fruit combine, there's a little bit of a pop, and it will push things around it, especially if, it depends on which transition it's going through, right? Like certain fruits have more of a pop than others. And there's like physics with how the fruit fall. And so things slide around and move around and wiggle around, and you're just, you're trying not to block yourself so that you have to fill up the box before you can combine to get the watermelon. And all that sounds pretty easy. It's actually pretty tough, I'd say. What would you say to that, Micah?
It's relatively tough adjacent.
Yeah. Well, while Micah, God-tier gamer over here, is like beating this game in one sitting, a lot of streamers, myself included, struggled to get the watermelon quickly. And then beyond that, there's also the goal of getting, I don't know where this was set. It's just kind of like an arbitrary goal.
It's just like a random.
To get 3,000 points, which that is pretty difficult to do. So, yeah. Yeah. So that's the game. You're trying to get a watermelon. And I don't know. Like I how do you feel about this game, Micah? Give me your thoughts.
I think it's a good game. It's rightfully a fairly inexpensive game. I don't think it has like a ton of depth. And I mean, it's relatively repetitive, so I see most people not playing it too long. But I think it's pretty good.
I'd say it's got like an addictive nature to it, too. Like you go, oh, I'll just do one more. I'll just do one more. I've seen a lot of comments in our Discord from people that were like, I purchased Mario Wonder and I purchased XYZ game, maybe Sonic, that dropped recently, but I'm just playing the watermelon game. And I think that reasons for that vary from like it's quick and easy. I felt like this game paired so well with my Mario Wonder playthrough. Like I go from Mario Wonder to this, kind of back and forth between the two. And I like that. I like having like a short, quick, fun game while trying to run through a longer one. Not that Mario Wonder was that long, but it was just a good pairing. Like cheese and crackers, chocolate and peanut butter. So too is watermelon and Wonder. Yeah, so I love this game. I think it's really fun. I highly recommend everybody try it out. But I'm not sure how to rate this game. How would you rate it?
Odd. Because, I mean, I essentially played it in two sittings, and I'm kind of like, I don't really feel too much of a desire to play it again. I feel like I've essentially accomplished what I want to. So it's pretty short, but, I mean, it's also $3, so I can't complain. I definitely got my money's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, you did it in two sittings. I mean, for $3, cheaper than going to the movies.
Technically, I did it in one sitting, and then I just felt like playing another sitting, not to brag.
Yeah, there you go.
But how dare you make it sound like I took more than one sitting to make a watermelon?
Yeah, this is an interesting one to pair with everything else we have on here. I am inclined to give this a 7 or 8 on the scale.
Kind of my thought process.
I think it's good. A great time killer type game, but it's not, you know, up in the upper echelons of the 9, 10s. Yeah, so I'm feeling kind of leaning more towards 7.
Yeah, so I'd probably give it an 8 if fruits didn't randomly get launched out when you combine sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was taking like a fourth of a box, and then the cherry just got launched way out.
Yeah, I like this comment here in the chat from Roger. Says it's one of those must play 6.5s. That's a good way to put it. It really is one that everybody should try because it's so cheap and it's so fun and addictive, but it's kind of like candy, where you get the
substance to it.
Yeah, not too much substance to it. It's sweet burst. And then you're like, okay, can't eat it forever. I used to be able to eat candy forever, but not anymore. Graphics. Let's talk about graphics. We didn't talk about that.
I think the graphics are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not offended.
They're simple, but yeah, it's just good.
Yeah, but again, it's serviceable. I think it's similar to the music. And that it's like, it's there and it does its job. But this is all about the gameplay. They had a fun game. And everything else was bare bones because the game carries it. So yeah, where do you want to put this, Micah? What's your final verdict?
So maybe like a 7.5.
7.5. I'm down with that. It's a perfect C on the grade scale. The very messed up grade scale. Have we reviewed anything lower than a 7? I did give a
6 or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I gave Pokemon Mask a 6.
Oh no, I was there, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. So never mind. I have given lower than that, but have we given anything lower than a 6? Not yet. But
this review,
there you go. This review
of time.
Yeah.
And then we can
This review was, this game was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, let us know what games you would like us to review in the future. And with that, we'll close out the episode. Micah, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prim.
And you can find me gallivanting about on Andross1 on Twitch and YouTube. Thank you to Roger Pollard for our intro music and for the logo of this fantastic show. He's an extremely talented guy, so please check out his stuff. Links are in the description. If you're looking for an artiste, he's the guy. He's the guy. He's the one you should be looking for. With that, we will close with our Patreon PokéRap. Shout out to all of our fantastic patrons. And once again, a huge thank you to our newest patron, Forsaken Voyager. We will get you added to the Patreon PokéRap for next week's episodes. All right, here we go.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
Copy D, Rizzo, Retro Logic Day, Tim, the Nintendo Dash, Link, Toy Spider Chan, Soul Rose something, We Dog the Game, Little Miss 7, and Monkey something.
Catch him, gotta catch him all. Gotta catch him all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiesta, Third Strongest Mold, Adorable Will, All Ancestor, Cosmic, Purple, Yoke, That Fast John, and all the plays too.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all!
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more, yeah, please. To be your Patreon, though that is your destiny.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.